New year, new look. Make 2022 the year your kitchen gets tunified. From a quick refresh to a full remodel, Kitchen Tune-Up offers five services to meet your goals and budget. Visit kitchentuneup.com or call 810-488-9778 now to request a free in-home estimate. Let Kitchen Tune-Up help you love your kitchen again.
All right, 7:41 here on WPHM. It is Monday morning, and every Monday around this time, it's our Made in Michigan Monday feature. We have highlighted a number of different companies and products and things like that over the last couple of years. And I was scrolling through Facebook the other day, and the Buy Michigan Now Facebook page was asking for people to weigh in with their favorite Michigan-made product over the last year. I thought, you know, this would be a good time to catch up with Lisa Diggs, who started Buy Michigan Now a few years ago. And she's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Lisa. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Paul.
It's so important to highlight Michigan businesses. And you started this, probably a dozen years ago or so, huh?
Coming up on 15 this year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What was the impetus for this? What made you say we need a movement to get people interested in buying Michigan products?
Well, actually, at the time, I'm a business consultant, and I was traveling around the country, and the economy was starting to take a hit, but Michigan was in first. We were the worst first.
Yep.
And so every time I came back, somebody that I knew had closed their business or was forced to sell their home or those kinds of things. And I just started thinking there has to be something that we can do. You know, a lot of times it's a conversation about, you know, what is government doing and what are the companies doing and what are that. And I thought, you know what, average citizens have to be able to do something. And
yeah.
It seemed to me the most logical thing was we're the ones spending the money. We should pay attention to where our dollars are going. And so I started looking for information about Michigan-made products and Michigan-based businesses, and it didn't seem to be that easy to find. And so as I found it, I started talking to other friends about it, and they said, can I get a copy of that? And I thought, you know what, let's put it up on a little website. And the next thing you know, the then Governor Granholm wanted to talk about the website in her weekly radio address, and it suddenly became a campaign.
and it has just been growing. That list has been growing and growing, because I think the number of Michigan-made products has been growing in the last several years, hasn't it?
It has. This is a very innovative state, and right now, I think it's probably not, since I started the campaign, been more important for us to buy local than it is right now, given the situation that we're in, recovering from this pandemic. And also, during these periods of time, people get very innovative, and certainly this time around, we're hearing a lot of people saying, this was a wake-up call, I don't want to go back and do the job that I was doing, I'm going to start my own business. And so, you know, we want to get behind those people and support them.
Boy, there has been so much of that in the last year, not just here in Michigan, but around the country, the great resignation, as they call it, people really following their dreams and pursuing what they've always wanted to do, taking that big leap of faith, huh?
Yeah, it's an exciting time, but it's also a very challenging time to decide to start a new business. So, you know, if anybody out there is one of those people, be sure to go to buymichigannow.com. You can join for only $100 a year as a full member, but you can join also just to get in the directory at no cost at all, so that we can start helping people find out about who you are.
So, as I mentioned on Facebook, you posted that you were looking for people to, shout out their favorite local business or Michigan-made product that they discovered in the past year. What are some of your discoveries? What are some of the things? Is there a trend right now in Michigan products?
I don't know that there's a trend. There's a lot of I think the biggest thing, when it comes to food, the biggest thing is one of the companies that we work with, Pop Daddy Popcorn. Actually, it's Pop Daddy now because they also make these incredible pretzels. And he was telling me one time that getting on the store shelves was really difficult, even with a great buttered popcorn or a great cheesy popcorn, because there's a million brands that are making their version of that, and even if his version was better. So it became about flavor profile. So and that is a really important thing. So in the food industry, like if you're Little Diablo Salsa, you make a ginger salsa. If you are, you know, Pop Daddy Popcorn or Pop Daddy, they're now making these pretzels that are cinnamon and sugar, their dill pickle flavor, they're, you know, these unique things that suddenly a store owner goes, yeah, I don't have anything like that on my shelf. Let me put that out there. So I think in the food world, certainly, it seems to be very much about that. Another big thing I think right now is, you know, one thing that one would hope would come out of this pandemic is when I started this campaign, a lot of times the attitude from people was kind of get over it. It's a global economy and this is how it is now. But I think maybe we finally realized, I kept saying, what about, you know, national defense? If all of our vehicles are made and all our weapons and everything is made overseas and we have a problem, what are we going to do?
Right.
And what about, you know, food in the case of, you know, something devastating the rest of the world? So I think maybe we finally woke up during this pandemic a little bit to, it matters if a great variety of our products are not made here because we can't get them.
Right, exactly, yeah. If it's made in Michigan,
we're all realizing there are things that are missing from the grocery shelves,
yeah.
And there are things that are missing. So that's another reason that people should be buying locally. And so I think that one of those things is surprisingly clothing. So there's a company called Detroit Sewn, and they are actually, you know, cutting and sewing together clothing, not just a lot of the companies, and this is great, a lot of them design and, you know, print local T-shirts and those kinds of things, which is also great, but this company is actually putting the clothing together. They're one of a few companies that are doing that, but it started to become a trend here in Michigan that we're trying to actually create as much of the clothing as possible. And so, you know, I think that's a bigger part of it, is looking toward what are we making here and shouldn't we be making more here? Because when things like this happen, we need to be able to get our hands on it.
That's a great point. You mentioned, you know, difficulty in trying to get products on store shelves. And that brought to my mind a question. How does an entrepreneur that's making their own, whether it's popcorn or hot sauce or something, how do they get that into grocery stores?
Persistence. That's my best answer. The first thing is, you know, make a great product.
Yep.
Second of all, look at the competition so you know that your product is unique, or figure out how your product can be unique, because that does matter. It's not enough to just be great. You have to be different from what they're already carrying. Then after that, it's a question of building a fan base.
Yeah.
You know, get out and do, I mean, we do, hopefully, God willing, a festival each year. We're hoping to bring it back this year to Northville. Get out and do events and build a following of people, because part of what helps an awful lot, and if you are just average citizen, what helps these companies an awful lot is when somebody goes into a store and says, how come you don't carry X product? This is a great local product. I love this product. I would buy this product. Surprisingly, the stores don't hear that often from their customers. So what you think is just one small voice is actually very amplified to them, because they realize that you're the one that bothered to say it.
Interesting.
And that probably means there are other people that believe the same.
Uh-huh.
And so that makes a big difference. So if they can build a strong, loyal following of customers and encourage those customers to start asking for it in their local stores, when they start calling on the store, it's very helpful if the store's already heard of the product.
There you go. Well, yeah, and oftentimes people do find that one product that they're just in love with. It's a unique Michigan-made product, and they want to make sure that it does well so they can be a good advocate for that product just by talking to their local grocer, huh?
Yeah, no question. And it doesn't have to be, I mean, it's grocers, but it's even the little boutiques. And you know, every time I go into some little small-town boutique and they're selling candles that are made overseas or something,
yeah,
my head about explodes because, you know, there's 100 candle makers I could probably name,
sure,
if I sat here thinking about them, and they make these great products. They smell better. They use local soy to make the, you know, every way around they're using local labels. They're using, you know, and then there's some, you know, national or international brand that's on local store shelves. And so, you know, when you see things like that, if you know of a local product, it's worth it to take a minute and say, hey, you know, this is nice, but I probably would have bought it if you were carrying something local, because that's an option too, and tell them who's local.
There you go. It's all about
buying. That's why we hope that folks will come to buymichigannow.com, because they can learn about these products and know which ones to try and which ones to suggest.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I was gonna wrap up by saying that. Go to buymichigannow.com. Go to the Facebook page, too, because there's a lot of great articles and posts there. And you mentioned, you know, God willing, fingers crossed, if everything this summer is better and you're able to. You have that expo. Is it in Novi that you do that?
It's in Northville. We closed the streets of downtown Northville on the first weekend of August, which also, not coincidentally, because we requested, is by Michigan Week in the state of Michigan. So the entire week is dedicated to encouraging people to seek out Michigan-made products. But that particular end of that week is always our party in Northville.
I will make a note to check in at that time, and we'll talk again when that rolls around. Lisa, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.